Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
What the world needs now is absolutely love, sweet love. So this is my big, giant virtual hug to all of you. As coronavirus cases soar past 11 million, the surge continues. There is no concession. There's some confusion in Washington. Was anything amiss when it came to the elections and votes? What will happen by January, and what does it mean for the stimulus and a slew of other disasters, including these tropical storms and hurricanes, with a wild hurricane season that is whipping us through the Greek alphabet. If you didn't know it, you are learning it now. We are on iota, which is barreling down on Nicaragua and Central America. Lots of Americans are trying to escape to those beachy areas, thinking social distancing. Costa Rica, Nicaragua on the list. Seriously. Boris Johnson self-quarantining, the Prime Minister of the UK, who almost took a turn that was fatal the last time he got COVID, so he's taking no chances. He was exposed to, potentially, he's exposed to it by a member of Parliament with COVID-19. Especially in the UK, they are pretty tight around the country for the last couple of weeks. There are lots of conversations about the vaccine, but nothing firm as far as here's the plan, let's follow it. Just that maybe 20 million doses of the stuff will be rolled out per month. Hopefully it's more than that, right? I say, when we talk about vaccines and COVID and what's happening with ICU beds in Arizona or in Washington State or any place where we're seeing this solid wave, we just be as transparent as possible, right? Instead of trying to hedge. Just if it's horrible, it's horrible. If there's more help, there's more help. But for goodness sake, do we have time to kind of dance around and Mickey Mouse with what's really going on out there? People who are steeped in Christianity, a lot of people are saying, well, you know what? We knew that this is almost biblical because this is, look what's happening. Is this the end of times? And we predicted that if we would see certain things, and we're seeing it now. And then you have the head of the World Food Program saying the Nobel Peace Prize has given the UN certainly the World Food Program a bigger megaphone to talk to world leaders, and they're saying this year is, next year is going to be worse than this year. Without billions of dollars, they're going to have famines of biblical proportions, and it is prophetic. In 2021, yes, that's what they're looking down the lane and saying, that this will be disastrous because of COVID-19 surging again, economies deteriorating, particularly in low and middle income countries. So the money that was available in 2020 isn't going to be available in 2021. And this is the problem across the board as we shuffle everything up to make it all make sense. It doesn't make sense, but the lack of economic backing is so key. Because, especially for small businesses, because small businesses could cut and trim and do everything they want, but when they're victims of the lockdown because they have no choice or they're cut off early, what are they going to do? And so they need the funding, they need the boost, they need the help, they need the small business arms to kick in, and that was happening, but now, before we get to the other side, this next round could be disastrous and fatal for so many businesses who need that tick. They need that uptick. You know, this is how you know. I've said this before, but you look at the thousands of people who lined up for groceries at a food bank distribution event in Dallas this past weekend. The North Texas Food Bank distributed 600,000 pounds, 600,000 pounds of food for about 25,000 people on Saturday. Wow. I mean, thank goodness they can do that, and thank goodness there's the generosity out there supporting that. But still, I mean, with Texas becoming the first state to report 1 million cases of coronavirus, that's what's happening. I mean, it's amazing. People coming together, donating, all that is a beautiful thing to see. And this is what the world does need more of. But people can't find a job. Their unemployment gets cut off. It's a big deal. They have kids. What do they do? So bravo to Tricia Cunningham, who is the president of that North Texas Food Bank, and what they're doing, especially with Texas becoming the number one state to cross over that 1 million finish line. Oh, that's the distinction you don't want when it comes to this virus. You don't want it. Wow. And you've got a weekend where people are once again inside, hopefully, and getting ready for a holiday, but does it really feel like a holiday? And what do you do to make it a little bit different and stay away from the relatives? People are asking me, are you going away? No, because I don't think it's safe to do that. I don't think it's safe to be in an area with a whole bunch of people. I mean, if you're talking about a small, tiny family thing, I mean, really tiny, that's different. But if you're talking about something where you have lots and lots of people who just happen to show up for the good cooking, it could turn around and bite you, and I don't think anybody wants to take that chance. I don't think so. By the way, I have to say this because I'm...
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a fire.
Trumpet is not to signal that Netflix The Crown is back on starting this Sunday. Instead, it is Sir Eric, the technical maestro for this show, who joins me for our special segment called This or That. Hi, Eric.
Hey, what's up, Kate?
I'll tell you what, I was thinking about this all week. We have a lot of fun when we talk about you have to make choices in life, right? Some of them are easier and some of them are much more difficult. But if you had the chance to go on the road or go to a campground, and I thought about this because I went hiking over the weekend, and it was, first of all, the first place we were going to go hiking, for a warning to everybody out there, because I forgot, you know, of course, we've got COVID-19. It was a free Audubon place to go that was amazing, but you had to have reservations, so we couldn't even hike there. We had to go find some other place. You got to think about that stuff. A lot of people are going into the parks and enjoying all of that and getting physically fit and whatnot, but some of them are even taking it further and going on the road. So if you get to go on the road, would you take an RV or a mini pop-up camper?
I'll go with the RV.
Yeah, me too. Why? Because it has everything in it, right? So it might be a pain to learn how to maneuver and drive it and remember, oh, I can't just go through the plow through the drive-through, but you can figure it out. The mini pop-up, I think the whole setting it up all the time and figure, I think it'd be a hassle.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all about luxury, I guess, when it comes to traveling.
Give me my luxury, Sir Eric says, hashtag. Yeah, because if you're going to be out there, and you know it does, it's going to cost you some for the gas, it's not going to be cheap, but if you're going to go all in, just go all in, that's what I think.
Same here. Although yeah. I do like roughing it, camping and stuff, but...
In the middle of a pandemic when you're already stressed and everything else? No.
Not so much.
No, that's it. If it was normal life, maybe, I agree. All right, how about this? Upgrade or stay the same? And let me explain. Everybody's always trying to get you to upgrade to everything, and half the time you get so confused as to, do I need to upgrade? Like the iPhone. Every year there's a new iPhone that comes out, and they're trying to maneuver to get you to upgrade. Sometimes when you upgrade, the things get screwed up, and then it's a hassle, and you got to figure it out, and you call for support. And they'll support you, but it's a bug in the system or whatever. Sometimes staying where you are technology-wise or in other areas that we're talking about is kind of a comfort thing, like people who constantly upgrade their cars. So are you an upgrade kind of guy or stay where you are?
I don't like to upgrade too much too often. So I guess I'm a stay where you are kind of guy.
Yep. Me too. I don't like to upgrade too much because I've had every time I upgrade things get screwed up.
Yep, there's a lot that can go wrong. And it usually does, it seems like.
It usually does. No good deed goes unpunished, as Oscar Wilde would say. No good deed goes unpunished. So, liquor or wine? You have no choice of beers or exotic beers or any of that. You are at a party and they say, liquor or wine, dude? Which do you pick?
That's a tough one. At this point in my life, I'm going to have to go with the wine.
Wine? Don't you get those wine headaches and the tannins that make you feel like your eyes are exploding behind your head? No?
It's better than puking the next morning.
Well, yeah. Okay, so you're being excessive. I get it. Yeah, I understand. You know, it's funny. I think liquor mixed in certain drinks or mixed with certain... You know, mixers is good, but the problem is you're right. If there's, and especially I'm sure for a guy, there's more pressure, but it's not great the next day.
Yeah, I'm thinking of it like if I'm going to have, let's say, 5 drinks in the whole night, I'd rather have 5 glasses of wine than 5 shots, I guess.
Ugh.
You know what?
Maybe it is shots.
Yeah, I don't know.
You might switch back?
Yeah, I'll switch back. I'll go with it.
It's a man's prerogative to change his mind. So go ahead. You're going to go to the liquor. Liquor is easier, though, than when... What kind of wine would you like? It's like when they give you a wine list.
Just a red wine.
Yeah, just give me... What's your house wine? Does it taste good or does it taste awful?
I don't know. Oh, there's no wine in my house.
There is no wine. How about the, is it always red wine or do you drink white wine?
I haven't drank white wine in, a really long time.
Yeah, me either. I think I don't know what the sales are, but I would think red wine would be more. I don't know, something about that. Although there's good white wines that are light. When I used to live in California, it was my favorite thing. You got the best wines. And everybody knew some vintner or winery or whatever, and it was fun. So, it is the season to be jolly in the middle of a pandemic. Fake tree or real tree? Which kind of guy are you?
Real tree.
Yeah, I don't like the fake trees. People try to convince me, oh, you just get it in a box. And then every year you just shove it in the box, and shove it in the attic. Well, that sounds nice. No, I like the smell of the tree. And yes, it's a hassle in tying it, but that's part of the fun, right?
Yeah, exactly. My only fond memories of a fake tree were not really... It was more like, oh, how pathetic is this tree, haha, type thing, you know. It wasn't...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the same as a real tree.
Yeah. I agree. It's not the same. I grew up with a mother who it was a big thing when we had a, you always had the real tree, so I'm sticking with that. So I noticed I was out somewhere, or I was on the internet actually shopping for something. I noticed slippers for men too, men and women. So are you a slippers kind of guy or barefoot? Like, hey, I wake up, I'm barefoot, I eat my cereal, I do whatever, that's fine. Or no, you gotta put those toes in a sweet slipper.
No, I don't get the whole slipper thing. I just. I've tried many times. I just can't get into the slippers thing.
I like that. I've tried. I quit my slippers. I threw them out. I think that's with guys. I think that is definitely a preference thing. And there are only some guys who would wear slippers and they like the way they feel and it's good. And then others, no way would they wear slippers. They just wouldn't do it. They don't like it. It's not comfortable and it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I already have my slippers. They're my feet.
Okay. And I'm kind of a toss-up there. I did, when I went to Ireland, got these incredible lamb slippers, so that kind of makes me go on the other side. But I'm almost always, it would be bare feet. I'm almost always. We had this neighbor when I was growing up in Jersey over the bridge from Philly, and his name was Mr. Maines. And every Saturday he would wash his car, and he was this kind of, he looked like Santa. He was a big, big guy. And he'd be out there washing his car, doo-doo, so super friendly. He was in his pajamas and his slippers. I thought that was weird. That there's weird. Mr. Maines. He's in his pajamas and his slippers. Yep. And everybody, and the kids are, they would giggle like, why is he in his pajamas? So, you know, it didn't make sense to me. All right, last one. Toast or an English muffin? Which would you have? What would likely be in your toaster? Which one of those?
Toast or an English muffin.
Yep.
No crumpets?
No. This is either or, this or that.
Sorry. I'll go with the toast.
Yeah, toast is easy, right? Slap it into the slap. Not that English muffins aren't, they're very similar, but they don't taste the same. There's a difference between toast and an English muffin. You can tell it right away. The texture.
Yep. I'm more familiar with toast.
So give me my toast, hold the slippers, and let's go and get a real tree. And we'll probably be drinking some wine in the interim. And we're going to stay the same because we're not upgrading our iPhone. And we might take a trip in the RV with our slippers across the country. All right, Eric, thanks as always.
Thanks, Kate. High five.
Absolutely. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States will draw down troop levels in Afghanistan and Iraq by the middle of January. The official order came Tuesday that will lower troop levels in both countries to 2,500 by January 15th. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller announced the drawdown, saying the move does not change U.S. priorities in the region.
This is consistent with our established plans and strategic objectives, supported by the American people and does not equate to a change in U.S. policy or objectives.
Michigan's largest county has certified its results of the 2020 general election after an initial party-line vote that blocked certification. Republican members of the Wayne County Board of Canvassers initially had voted against certifying because of precincts in Detroit where discrepancies were found during the canvassing process. In agreeing to certify the results, the board also called on the state's Secretary of State to conduct a thorough audit of all the Detroit precincts where discrepancies were found. This is USA Radio News. Hurricane Iota is now a tropical storm as it continues to soak Nicaragua, Honduras, and El Salvador. At least four deaths have been blamed on the storm that came ashore Monday night just 15 miles from where Hurricane Eta did 2 weeks ago. Thousands across Nicaragua were still without power on Tuesday, with many remaining in shelters. Iota is rapidly weakening and will completely dissipate on Wednesday. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has announced a new measure aimed at curbing a spike of coronavirus cases in his state. A curfew will run from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. starting this Thursday. DeWine says the move is about slowing the spread of the virus before the holidays.
We're going to try it for 21 days, see how we're doing. For 21 days, 3 weeks, at 10 p.m., retail establishments need to be closed and people should be home. That will run until 5 a.m. I know a lot of people like to get up and exercise and do things. That's great. We believe that this is going to help. It's going to reduce some of the contacts that are taking place.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Joining us this time around in Somerset, England, is Sarah Pooley, and she's written such a, I'm going to call it like a lovely book, because the fact is that when you write poetry, you don't know where it's going to go. You really let your feelings flow. I've talked about this. My father was a poet, so I grew up around poetry and really like it and have that appreciation for it. And I know a lot of you in this audience do. And the name of the book is My Mind, The Way I See Things. So, Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Nice to actually be listened to for a change.
I like that you say listen to. And now people are actually reading something with your name on it that anyone in the world can get on Amazon and through other distribution channels. So why did you make it public? What made you decide, I'm going to put this together, pull it together in a book?
Well, throughout my entire life, I've sort of never really had a voice. Everyone always sort of put me in a place where I never felt I could say anything to anyone. Quite a loner as a child, bullied and a lot of other things happened in your past. And I decided that, you know, I always found the best way for me to say anything was to write it down. And that was my best escape, was to put my words, not necessarily out for the world to hear, but to write it and just let people read it that way. My family would sort of say, yeah, that's actually quite good. And they'd send it, say, another family member and another one, just listen to what she's got to say. And eventually they sort of said, well, why don't you just put them all together in a big book? And I'd never really believed in myself to do something like that. I mean, who would want to read what I've got to say? Throughout time, I sort of thought to myself, well, I've got them all. Why not? I want something that says, I did this. I want to accomplish something that has my name on it and says, why not? I want people to kind of maybe help them, see what they think. I mean, it's my mind, but my mind could be your mind. It could be anything. How I see things could be how you see it. So I wanted to maybe put it out there for you to read, but it's mine.
I like that. It's mine. It's my mind. It's perfect the way that that you just described it, because the title, you know, my mind, the way I see things, and we might see some things that are similar. And you, the other thing I would have to think is, in some ways, your poetry was cathartic because you talked about some things that happened to you. You talked about real feelings about abuse, about loneliness, about bullies. Yeah. I think people can relate to a lot of those themes. Was the poetry cathartic for you, like I said?
Yeah, literally. I mean, there are some things in there that, obviously, when you can't say something out loud to someone, and you're always being told in society, you cannot say this out loud. You cannot, You're always made to feel ashamed that you cannot speak these words, because these words are not politically correct, or they're not okay to say them, and you're not okay to come out as this, and you're not okay to say these feelings because they're not acceptable. You must stay quiet about how you feel, because people cannot relate to them, or they can. It's just a secret. And the way we move in society now, people want to say these things out loud. And we need to be able to come together and support each other. And in when you read these poems, you will always pick something out in your own mind. And you will see them through your own mind and the way you see them. And that's one thing I find, even now, I'll go back to when I wrote them and see what happened at that time. But when someone else of my friends, when they read them, they go, oh, my God, it took me back to my time and when something happened to me, but in a good way. And it helped them through something else of theirs. And I hope that that's what it will do for someone else. I mean, one of the poems was... It talks about a guy, I mean, it doesn't actually say about that it's about a guy, but it's about a guy who doesn't know who he is. He talks about the way he doesn't know the question, avoiding the question. It's about a guy who's openly gay, but never is allowed to say how he's gay because he's of the stipulation of his family. They're so against being gay because he's like very closed in, but he's very flamboyant around everybody else, but he cannot say it out loud how gay he is. And that to me was so moving, that he would do that and be so straight for his family. And I felt in that I needed to say that he's avoiding the question that he wants to say or ask everybody, you know, to not be able to say or be able to give that and be himself when everyone else is saying, are you? You can be free. You can be yourself. But being held back by the labels and the society not allowing you to be who you want to be, making you have to question yourself of who you've got to be. So it's just little bits by how I see it. Why can't you be who you want to be? Why have you got to question yourself?
Wow, what a great sentiment. There's so many people, I think all of us at some point in some way may have felt that way, and especially when you're not living your life the way you want to live it and live free, and obviously that's one that's near and dear to you. Did you have a favorite poem?
Yeah, I do, and it's called oh my goodness, I do struggle a little bit with my words, but it's The Goodnight Kisses.
Uh-huh.
And the reason it's my favorite is because, especially now, because at night, it's the, whenever any of us right now, we can't see each other and we can't go and be with our friends and our family. But when we step out at night and we see those stars, we can see those stars and give them our goodnight kisses. And when our friends and our family, they go out, they look at those stars, no matter where they are in the country, in the world, even in the same street, they look up, they see those stars, and they see them as our goodnight kisses. And literally, we're all under the same stars. We'll see them, and we'll know they're from us. They're from you, they're from me, they're from anybody.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be from living, it could be from our past loved ones, you know, our animals. I mean, I quite often stand outside and look up at my past, my loved dogs that have passed, and I say in the night, my babies, and give them their goodnight kisses. So, you know, I'm very much of an animal person. I love my dogs.
I understand. I have had dogs too, and I have a dog, Guinness. You have to. Can you recite goodnight kisses for us?
Well, I actually have the book in front of me because it's my memory's not as bad because of my illnesses that take up a lot of my life now. But I will just get it. It's page 36 of the book. So, if you bear with. So, it says, good night kisses. Good night kisses are the stars in the skies. I lay on my bed thinking of you, wondering what you are doing. I look up and I see your face. You're looking down at me. You are the last person I see at night and the first when I wake. I miss you and your hugs. I've been away for so long now and I can't wait to be near you. I want you to hold me so tight and don't let go. Stay with me forever. Keep me warm through the cold nights and comfort me when I am sad. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, so I send you my goodnight kisses.
Yay. Wow. That, I mean, that's beautiful. It's just, it does make you think that we're all under that same blanket. And
yeah,
and that's what you said. That's what you described it as. So I can understand
it's
that.
It's so vast, that blanket of stars, and you know, when a shooting star zooms across the sky, it's like it's that emergency star, that emergency kiss that is just so desperate to get to you. You know, that last second, as you know, it just soars through the sky. And then it's gone. And it's like, I just really have to get to you. And then it's gone. And that's just, it just sends it into my heart of how much that was needed to get to somebody. So that's why goodnight kisses are the stars in the sky.
Yeah. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
I hope that if this book and hopefully the many to come will help people, give them some kind of solace, but also help them see a different side of life that isn't so glum, so gloomy, but help them see a different way of thinking. Maybe instead of seeing it all in the negative, see it differently. You know, just open their eyes to a possibility that it isn't so negative.
Wow, that's a perfect place to end this. Pick this up, My Mind, The Way I See Things, Sarah Pooley. Thank you for coming on.
All right, much love, and to all the world that in this struggle, the best of luck, see you. Good night kisses.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
this year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday- or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fun it is when you can have your successful writer friend and editor, too, by the way, on the show. Brian Moreland joins us. He's written a book called Tomb of the Gods. Deep inside the tomb exists a hidden world of wonder and terror. And this is, I think like number six for him, but that doesn't include short stories and everything else. I mean, my prediction is Brian, in his lifetime, will probably write 50 books. So good and such a prolific writer, and I am so excited to be able to share his story with the world and this brand new book that I want to kill him for because I can't put it down in the middle of my busiest season. But the good news is I should be finished soon and it will pull you in. Brian, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Okay, thanks for having me back. I think this is my second time to come on your show, so I'm happy to be here.
And this time around for this story, first of all, what made you decide to go in this direction and tackle a very tough but treaded territory, because Egyptologists and so many people are fascinated with this, but you have to get it right. And you did a ton of research for this. So why did you choose this particular topic?
Well, I've always had a fascination with the mysteries of the pyramids all around the world, not just Egypt, and sort of like how did all these ancient civilizations come to start building pyramids, and I was also became fascinated with the Egyptians, their mythology and all their gods that they have. So I started to do some research, and I discovered that they had all their scrolls, they talk about the underworld, and their belief system that when this person dies, their soul actually goes through these trials through this underworld where there's demons and evil spirits and and they have to be judged by the gods. And there's actually a book called the Book of Gates, and that each through the journey of the soul, they have to cross through these gates to get to another place where their soul is tested, and they have to go through like 12 gates before they can get to to a judgment place, which is sort of similar to what the Christians call heaven. That just, all that fascinated me. So I decided to write a story where, a team of archaeologists discover a way sort of into a world that only the Egyptian pharaohs knew about. And, they also encounter a relic, an ancient relic that doesn't seem to be Egyptian or anything of this earth. It could possibly be from another world, in fact, and that drives them to go into this mountain tomb where there's all these tunnels, and the tunnels sort of lead deep, really deep into the earth, and that's where they discover all the wonders and terrors.
And for you, this really was deep research, because didn't it take you like 2.5 years to write it?
Yes, 2.5 years. It started out actually as a short story, and then I expanded it into a novella, which is just a short novel. And I had some people read it, and they were like, "You've got to expand this into a novel." You know, they really liked the story, but they wanted more. And that's when I took on the challenge of researching, for 2 years. I didn't know that much about Egyptology until I started writing this book. But fortunately, there's a lot of information out there about the ancient Egyptians and their gods and the mythology and the history. And I weave it all throughout the story as the characters uncover one mystery after another that's related to the pharaohs.
Yeah, so give us a synopsis of the main character and what it's like for them and what they go through.
Okay. Well, the story opens, and there's a team of archaeologists. They find this mountain tomb, and they go inside it, and they all vanish for a year. And only one, only the leader of the expedition, his name is Harlan Riley, manages to come out, and he's covered in all these weird, strange scars that are like symbols carved into his body, and he's also insane. Well, his granddaughter, he urges his granddaughter to continue the expedition and find out what he discovered in the caves, and she wants to, there's a sort of mystery of like what happened to the previous expedition. So she and another archaeologist named Dr. Nathan Trummel and several soldiers, they do a second expedition, and they uncover the tomb, and they find the ancient relic, and they just go deeper and deeper and deeper, and then they start to discover why so many explorers have vanished in those caves over the centuries.
Well, again, Tomb of the Gods, Brian Moreland's book, you can get it on Amazon, and it's getting great reviews, by the way, on Amazon, Goodreads, so you have to feel really excited about that. When you actually do that kind of work on a book, you're living with the characters, and then it's finished. What is that feeling like?
Oh, it's the greatest feeling. First of all, like I said, it was 2.5 year journey of writing and research, and I must have written 200 drafts. And that was just to get it before I sent it off to an editor, and then we did some more editing once the story sold to Flame Tree Publishing, which is in the UK. It's just an uplifting feeling to complete a novel. It's such an undertaking, especially one that you have to do a lot of research for.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've been doing this for a while. I mean, you've been a writer for a while, and I said 6 books, but really, I'm not even thinking of everything that you've actually put together. I threw in short stories.
Right.
So for you, it's got to be, how many books is it?
I think I'm up to 10 books and like 20 short stories.
Wow, 10 books. So we'll go back to the very beginning. Wow.
Yeah.
And for you, the horror genre obviously is your road. Why and how did you know this was for you?
Well, I grew up loving scary movies. When I was a kid, I used to watch them with my mom all the time. She was a big fan, and she made the experience fun for me. You know, we were watching sort of the classic horror movies like Wolfman and Frankenstein, and then it evolved, and I just started reading Stephen King and some of the great horror authors like Clive Barker and H.P. Lovecraft and Dean Koontz. Big fan of Dean Koontz, and my books are actually sort of a blend of like Dean Koontz and James Rollins. James Rollins writes more the the archaeological adventures, and then Dean Koontz and Stephen King write more of the scary stuff, and so I've kind of blended it together where Tomb of Gods is it's an archaeology adventure. In fact, it's even been compared to an Indiana Jones with more of a scary horror element to it, and the main character is Imogen Riley, and so it's got a very strong female lead who drives the story and leads the team into the caves.
So, you know, you go down the horror road, you're up to Tomb of Gods. What comes next for you? Do you already have your next project that you're thinking about, like, hey, I might write about this, I'm thinking about doing some research in this direction. Is that how you do it?
Yes. Well, I've always got more stories in the pipeline, and I'm writing a space themed short story for a horror anthology that's due next spring, and then I'm also working on a novel that may be a prequel to one of my earlier books, Dead of Winter, and that's going to be a thriller, more like a police detective thriller set in Montreal in the 1800s.
Nice. I cannot wait for that.
Yeah.
For you, did you ever think as a kid, I mean, again, you had the interest, you told us about that, but did you ever think that you would grow up to become this writer?
I didn't. I didn't really discover reading fiction until I was a teenager, and I was about 19 in college when I just decided that I wanted to be an author, and I just started learning the craft of writing and reading as much novels as I could, taking classes, and I knew that when I graduated from college, that's the career I wanted to follow, and I've been writing books ever since.
Yeah, there's something about pursuing your passion. You can tell in all your books are wonderful, and this one really takes the cake. Again, Brian Moreland, Tomb of Gods. I'm going to give you the subtitle, Deep Inside the Tomb Exists a Hidden World of Wonder and Terror, and you will be terrified. Pick it up on Amazon. Brian, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Kate.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
this year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.